Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we so appreciate it. We love our listeners and our callers. So thank you very much for joining us this Saturday morning. It is a beautiful morning. It is the perfect time to be out and planting. Although, Sherry, we say that every month.
I know. It's always time to do something.
It is. There's always a time to do something. We were away last weekend, and I told my husband, because we have a list of sort of to-dos we need to do this weekend. I'm like, we were gone all last weekend. I have things I need to do out in the yard.
And just get out and enjoy it. This weather, just soak it up.
Right.
Because you know what's coming.
Yeah, the heat. I know. We can handle it. You know what? Last year, I really learned to work around my shade areas.
Yeah.
You know, I would do the backyard in the morning and the front yard late afternoon because that was the
sun was opposite. Much rather be hot than cold.
Oh, I don't like to be cold.
No.
Oh, no, no, no. So anyway, if you are just new to Houston and the surrounding areas, we can be out in the yard year round, which is such a treat, and it is so good for you. So thanks for joining us on Home Show Garden Pros. And we've got lines of callers for Anita and Sherry. So good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
I have two key lime trees in my backyard. I'm in the northwest side of Houston. One of them has been there since prior to the 21 freeze. It had plentiful key limes coming out off of it. And since the freeze, it did come back. It hasn't produced any fruit yet. I planted another one next to it after the freeze, and still there's no fruit. So do you have any suggestions?
I think maybe the rootstock has come up and the top of
the tree.
Well,
he planted a brand new one that's not doing it either.
Oh, I thought he heard he said it was producing fruit.
No.
Okay. Sherry?
So have we bloomed?
Yes.
Okay. So they bloomed and you had bee activity and you still saw no fruit setting?
Correct.
Okay. What are you feeding it with? So the reason why things don't fruit could be nutrient or some sort of stress. How does the overall plant look, and what are you feeding it with?
The overall plant looks good.
Okay.
And I am feeding it a citrus fertilizer not very often, maybe twice a year.
Okay.
Okay. I'm thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, your landscape changes. Is there more shade over the lime trees?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I would bump up your fertilizer more than twice a year.
Okay.
If there is a nutrient deficiency and it's just not able to sustain the fruit, it's not going to set them. Or if it does set them, they're probably going to drop them. So I would bump up your feeding to about every 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. And let's see if anything changes there. But you should be, you know, limes are probably one of the fussier of the citrus fruits.
Oh.
So, but you should be getting some set if you're having blooming. So let's just go at it from a nutrient standpoint and bump up that feeding.
Okay. Would that apply to lemon as well? I forgot to tell you, there's a lemon tree right next to it that froze during the 21 freeze. And it came back, but it's not producing either. So I'm assuming the would be the same, the every 6 weeks fertilization.
Yes, but on your citrus tree, when it came back, where was the growth, and do the leaves look different?
The growth started because I cut it all the way to the bottom to get all the freeze off. And so it started, it was a pretty fairly good-sized leaf on it on the very bottom. And then, but it does look, it looks the same as it did before.
It did. Okay. So it might not have been a grafted one. So that's good. And sometimes it takes a while for it to fruit once it comes back from a freeze.
Okay.
And that could be a year or two. It has to recover. But yes, feed it more regularly.
I'll try it and I'll report back to you. Thank you all very much.
Sounds great.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks for the call, Kevin.
So,
bye.
Am I interpreting this right? It's easier for the fruit trees to bloom than to fruit. So we need to feed them.
Yeah.
Just because they're blooming, we still need to kind of keep that feeding up so that they can. It's hard to grow fruit.
Yeah. That's like it's just like.
It's a lot of work.
A woman, when she's pregnant, she takes all those prenatal vitamins.
Right.
And you got to have good, optimal nutrition so you can sustain that baby. It's the same thing.
So remember that. You know, we just, we really need to feed those, the fruit trees and our veggie garden. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Ray after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Sure, you can buy woodworking tools at a lot of places, but nothing compares to the Circle Saw experience. You'll find top industry expert advice to get you the perfect tool for any project. Stretch the lifespan of your tools with maintenance and repairs. Pick up new blades or sharpen your existing blades. Buy local. Support local. The Circle Saw experience. Come see why they've proudly served the Houston community for 60 years inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. He is correct. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
And I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And we have got Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens here in the studio. We are just having a great time with callers.
Yeah. In the caller before, we were talking about nutrients.
Yes.
And how important nutrients are, you know, to make the baby fruit. And one of those things that you can do, you could use azomite. Azomite is granulated trace minerals. So it's not a plant food, but it's a vitamin, basically. So it is a mined mineral-rich product, and it'll improve the health of your soil, your roses, your trees, your lawn. It's just kind of one of my go-to. I put it on every plant, every vegetable that's in my yard. So it's micronutrients, and that's going to boost our immune response so that we're more resilient and we can overcome insect stresses, fungus invasions, let's say foot traffic in the yard.
Yeah.
It's going to help to recover. So you can spread a bag of azomite all over your yard and water it in. It's that easy.
It is.
Put it in a fertilizer spreader. Toss it out with your hands. It's safe to touch. It's safe to use. But you can get this at all of your Home Show Garden Pros. And you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com for more information. But azomite is something that everybody should be putting on everything that grows.
Right. And like you say, you can put on everything. And I love it when you remind us this is a micronutrient.
Yeah. It's like you taking a zinc and calcium to boost your immune response during flu season.
And it's especially important for us out in Katy because the soils have been rice farmed for years years.
Great
point. A lot of the mineral, it's a depleted mineral soil, so azomite does wonders out there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And that's a good point. Mm-hmm. And when people move into new homes, you don't know what that land was unless you've lived in the area forever.
Right.
Yes. But we were a lot of farmland, and so it could have been overly chemically treated, you know, high salts, and then you're dealing trying to grow grass and trees and azomite can fix those problems.
Yes. Right. Even construction trash, you know, disrupts our soil. Yeah. Well, that's just wonderful. So everybody run out, add that to the list. As Sherry says, make a list. Mm-hmm. Add that to your list when you go visit our Home Show Garden Pros and grab your bag of azomite. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got Ray on the line. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. I have a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. After that acorn bomb of thousands of them in the backyard. I had neighborhood kids come clean the yard, you know, multiple times. And now I have an oak forest popping up everywhere. And I got to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And what can I spray on them or do? and try not to use chemicals if possible?
Well, especially after rain, a lot of times you can yank them out of the ground. And then if they're in the lawn, just mowing them eventually will get rid of them. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about the ones in the lawn. In your flower bed, they put that taproot down lickety-split.
They do.
Yes. So after rain, sometimes you can pull them up. And if you can't do that, what I do is I buy a product called Stump Killer.
Cut vine and stump killer.
Yes, yeah. And it actually has a brush inside attached to the lid. So you unscrew it and you take it out and you cut your oak tree and you brush that on the cut end, mm-hmm. and that'll take care of your problem.
Yeah.
Is that what you do, Sherry? Good.
So just cutting, the majority of them are in the lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, then just mowing is going to be the easiest thing. Yeah, it'll just take the tops off.
Don't worry about it. Just keep cutting it down and... Mm-hmm. It won't look like an oak forest in a year or two.
No. When you take the top off a tree time after time, it just dies.
It just gives up.
Yep.
All right. I have another question, if that's okay. Because I'm selling this house that has a quarter acre, because at 75, I don't need a big house and a quarter acre, and I'm moving. And I talked to you before into the Heights with these little tiny lots in the back. Mm-hmm. And I can't plant a tree in the ground. It's way too small. So I have two large planters. And I used to have a jasmine plant. I think it was a Grand Duke jasmine because it was more like a tree trunk rather than a vine. Mm-hmm. Not a big trunk, maybe an inch and a half, and made a really thick, fragrant flower.
Oh, yeah.
And I lost it in the freeze. Does that sound like a Grand Duke jasmine?
Yeah, absolutely. They're more of a bush. They get a woody trunk on them. But yeah, it sounds like a Grand Duke or one of the sandback jasmines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't find them anywhere.
Mm. Well, where do you live? You're moving to the Heights?
Well, I'm in Katy, but I'm moving to the Heights.
Okay. Anita, do y'all have any of the sandback jasmine?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can try a nursery in the Heights. I know Plants for All Seasons has some. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you just kind of venture out, I'm sure that you'll be able to find some at one of the Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One quick question. I have a fig tree. Can I take a cutting off of my brown turkey fig and plant it in a big pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, they propagate real easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be nice in the new house.
So anything special, just cut it, stick it in the dirt, maybe give it some root stimulator?
Yes, and you always make sure that, what do they call that? I can't even remember what they call it. The branch comes in.
Is it a node?
The node, yes. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure a node is underground. That's where all the tissue that regenerates roots and leaves comes from.
And take several cuttings just to make sure that because not every one of them will make. So.
Yeah.
But root stimulator, a nice, good, well-drained soil.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're very helpful always.
Thank you, Ray.
Well, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
And I hope he keeps us up to date on those new transplants.
Yes, that's very exciting. Fun.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. We have got Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy.
Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite garden pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you for joining us this morning. We've got great callers and even better listeners. So you can call us at 281-833-3333. I guess it's one and the same. So you're all great. Sandy and Sherry are here. And we've got Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in the studio. So we talk a lot about soils.
Yes. And Coast of Maine creates the most beautiful organic raised bed garden soils that money can buy. They're high quality inputs for your ultimate results. They've been in business for over 26 years. They're made and sourced with things from the ocean. So sea sourced organic ingredients like shellfish, lobster crab, kelp meal, fishbone meal, tree bark, worm castings, and seaweed, my favorite. If you want to have great results, reach for the coast of Maine. Because you're definitely going to have a good time in experience growing in them. But they have an indoor blend for indoor plants. They have a cactus and succulent. They have an organic raised bed mix. So you literally can just dump and plant. You don't have to worry about formulating or calculating. Just dump it in and plant away. They have a tomato soil. They have their acid-loving soil I was talking about earlier in the show. So if you're going to do blueberries or azaleas. plant that it's a acid-loving plant for our hydrangeas. Yeah. So ask for the Coast of Maine at your local Home Show Garden Pro. And if they don't have it, ask them to get it. And you can get more information at homeshowgardenpros.com or go to Coast of Maine.
It's lovely. Yes. I got a bag and I planted some new potted plants and you can just feel it.
It feels really good. Beautiful. It smells good. And don't let the lobster and crab scare you.
No.
You know what? It doesn't stink.
No, not at all.
I'll bet that soil is really high in iodine.
Maybe.
And they're finding out iodine is more and more important in our diet. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
Coast of Maine, I bet, is a great source for that.
You know, my tomatoes that I planted with the Coast of Maine lobster and crab have more flowers, more fruit set.
Nice.
Yeah, I love to it.
I love Sherry's experiments. So anyway, she's a great resource for all of us. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got Jaina on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Jaina.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? What do you have for Sherry and Anita?
Great. I'm a new gardener. I've started square foot gardening, and I've got my zucchini that's and my zucchini, my squash, and my cucumber, they're just beautiful. And then all of a sudden, the end of them started like rotting. And I don't know what's causing it or what. I was going to run to Cornelius and see what I should do about it. But we bought our soil in the, put it in the back of the truck. And so it was a mix of sand and compost and all that, and then I added in biotone, vermiculite, and some earthworm castings, and that's kind of how I started the soil.
Okay.
But now I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so you have something going on. It's either a calcium deficiency, and that would give you what's called blossom end rot if the ends are dying, or you have lack of sufficient pollination. Not sure which one it is. Now, with the mix that you used, I can tell you when you do those sandy kind of topsoil mixes your first season in your garden, you're going to have a mixed bag of results. You don't always have the best experience until that soil really melds together. So don't give up if you don't have good results this season, one. Okay. Two, let's get a really good quality fertilizer, whether that's Microlife or Nelson's Veggie Food, and you're going to feed a little bit more regularly this year to really build up the nutrient in that soil. And I would say I would go as far as get a few bags of Nature's Way leaf mold compost and top dress your soil that you have in that garden bed.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Nature's Leaf
leaf mold.
Uh-huh. What part of town do you live in?
Cypress.
Okay. So you can go to Plants for All Seasons, get Nature's Way leaf mold compost, get some Microlife Ultimate. It's the blue label. That's going to be the most important thing that you do for your garden is to change the structure of that soil. If you're already having these problems, we're not even hot yet.
Yeah, they're not there.
And heat really brings on the blossom end rot. So you have got a severe calcium deficiency, in my opinion, without seeing it. I'm just taking an educated guess.
So this crop, what's going to happen to this crop of hers?
I think she can recover it.
Okay, this crop you can recover.
If we can bump that nutrient up, yep.
Okay. So these are all simple solutions. I mean, it's all about the soil. If you're a new gardener, I am too, and I have learned that it's just soil. We've got to get that soil
And I
healthy.
See it time after time after time. People get, you know, a scoop of soil from a soil yard, and they put their vegetables in it, and we see all kinds of little issues. We've got to put some good compost in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody told me a long time ago there's a reason why sand is in concrete.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't ever add sand to
soil. I don't
ever
add it either.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So hopefully that's going to help your veggie garden. Good for you.
Wonderful. I know. I'm so excited about it. But
yes.
I'm headed now to go get me what I need.
Okay. There
good.
You go.
All right. And just keep an eye on that soil. It's not a one and done. You kind of keep track of that soil.
Yeah, it's a process. And,
yeah, and
you know, I've had a garden in my home. I've lived in the house for 22 years, and I do a spring garden and a fall garden. I can tell you every experience has been slightly different. And just when you think you've mastered it, somebody puts you in your place. Mother Nature puts you in your place.
Every time.
And tells you, I'm in charge. So you're always learning and evolving.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is going to be your soil and your timing.
Is there something I can do to test it?
There's all kinds of money you can spend on soil tests, but I can tell you, just bring me a scoop of your soil and let me look at it.
Okay.
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 All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great call. I love the new gardeners and new, you know, and that you gave great advice on, you know what? It's always changing. We're all always learning.
Always learning. Yeah. And you know that if you put the soil in there and you're already having bad results, we've got to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
So the most important thing that you're going to do is put good soil in there.
So. Yeah. So I think good timing on her call.
Yeah. And I never, hope, which is great. I never tell anybody to undo what they did.
Oh, okay.
Just fix it. So don't remove all that soil. Let's just amend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Because all those biome in there will correct the soil for you.
Absolutely.
As long as you give them the right ingredients.
You got it.
It's better than AT&T under that ground. That network of communication.
The wood wide web.
Yes, is wonderful. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You know, we need to remind people that we've talked about Quail Valley Garden Club before.
Yeah.
And they have got a spring plant sale coming up. So take advantage of that if you're out in Quail Valley. Now, it is going to be next Saturday. No, in 2 weeks.
Yep.
April 27th. So the end of April from 10 to 2. And it's the Tea Garden there on La Quinta in Missouri City. So the Quail Valley spring plant sale. Take advantage of it. Plants, bushes, perennials, veggies.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of great. And they've got some little presentations and
activities for kids.
Yeah.
It sounds like. Yeah.
So if you're in the area, that Quail Valley spring plant sale is coming up on the 27th. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You too can call and chat with us about your expert garden or if you're a new gardener at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will talk to you after this.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro Nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, y'all. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249, your gardening pro both on and off the radio. When I'm not answering your questions and causing trouble on Home Show Garden Pros with my unintentional naughty plant humor, I'm here at Plants for All Seasons, our family-owned garden center located on Highway 249. Plants for All Seasons is a full-service garden center. And what that means for you is that we are here to assist you and that we carry most everything you need for your gardening projects. Do you recall the scene in Forrest Gump where Bubba just starts listing all the different ways to prepare shrimp, like shrimp kebabs and shrimp creole and shrimp gumbo? Well, I could give you the Bubba version of what all we carry at Plants for All Seasons on 249, but that would be very long and boring. So let me just say that Plants for All Seasons has a wide array of plants and all of the Home Show Garden Pro recommended products. Our family and staff are at your service, whether you are into your lawn, trying your hand at backyard farming, or you just want beautiful flower beds, we are here to assist in your success. Plants for All Seasons is in the north area of Harris County on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road, and we are just north of Vintage Park, so stop in to see us. And now, back to Sandy and Sherry.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, but we were talking about dogs.
Dogs, yes. I have three dogs, and yes, two of them walk on three legs.
They have four legs.
We call them tripods.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Well, I have a grandbaby dog that's a tripod, a real tripod. But anyway, So we were talking about dogs because at Nelson Nursing Water Gardens, well, first of all, I'm Sandy. This is Sherry sitting next to me, and we are here every Saturday morning with you from 7 to 9. And then we have a rotating group of experts who come through here every Saturday to join us to answer your questions and concerns about your lawn and garden. And today it's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out in Katy. Great, beautiful location. Oh my gosh, water flowing there, green plants, beautiful flowers.
And puppies.
And puppies today. Yeah. So what is going on in Nelson's?
Yeah, Special Pets is going to bring out some dogs for adoption today from 11 until 2 p.m. So I live out in the country. If you want a dog, it will show up. But if you want to get a dog today,
adoption,
a dog that
best
needs you,
yes,
and they never forget.
They don't.
Rescue dogs are so grateful.
Yes,
they are appreciative and they just love you. Yes. Oh well, I'm glad y'all are doing that. That is very nice. Mm-hmm. And then so you can get pet and plants, all in one place at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens today, out in Katy.
And the pets will dig holes for you.
There you go. Some of them will, and some of them will eat your microlife. Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
Yes, if you are thinking about a pet and you love animals, then that's the place to go. Mm-hmm. I couldn't live without my puppy dogs.
Oh, I know.
I love them. They're so much work, but I love them.
We have a 75-pound lap dog.
They don't know how big they are.
Dog hair is a condiment in our house.
Oh, yeah. I've just given up.
Yeah, me too.
And smudge marks. I have a slobber who will...
And I've given up on that, too. Yeah. I don't smudge my... back door is just gummed up.
I'm like, whatever. Yes. Lots of love and hair.
Relate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the audience does, too.
Yes. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and thank you very much for joining us. All sorts of things going on in the garden. We have talked about veggie gardens, and now we've got a lot of questions about the lawn. And Sherry, I know it's one of your favorite. We had some questions about some brown areas in a lawn to me, and I'm not the expert. Mm-hmm. Brown patch really doesn't happen right now, right?
I mean, it can. If you're just overwatering, you can have, we're at the temperatures right now where you can have a little bit of brown patch.
Okay.
But I never tell anybody to treat brown patch the actual disease, which they actually call large patch now for some reason. It's typically a fall. There's a bigger window of opportunity for it to grow in the fall. Mm. Right now it can pop up, but I would just say back off your water and that will stop it. If it's out of control, then you could treat with a fungicide.
Okay.
But it doesn't kill the grass. It just kills a few blades.
Right.
It just makes it look a little bad. But if you're dealing with brown patch, you have compaction, you have water. You have to have those two things for that pathogen to thrive.
Right.
So if you can put a little compost in the area, back off your water, you can control it.
And it seems like a lot of the weeds that you talk about in our Home Show Garden Pros, like Anita, talk about is because of moisture in that soil.
Yeah, there's always a stress involved.
A stress, right.
So whether that's compaction,
mm-hmm.
chemical burn, foot traffic, too much water, not enough water. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always a something that can stress it out. We've got to figure out. And, you know, all weeds are opportunistic. So if you're standing in your yard and you see like a handful of different weeds, okay, they just got there because they could. But if you are just inundated with one particular weed that's just thriving and out competing St. Augustine, then we've got to look at what is the ground trying to tell us.
Right.
Dandelions, like my mother-in-law mentioned earlier, it's a weed that's indicating compaction. It's a weed that's indicating the fact that we need more calcium up into the topsoil. So, I mean, they're indicators. Right?
Yes.
So we've got to work with it. Stop fighting. I can sell you a product to kill any weed. But if we don't fix the problem, the weed's going to keep coming back.
Right. So weeds in the lawn, we need to send us pictures or give us a call so we can talk to you about what weeds. Because I know Sherry and the Home Show Garden Pros have helped me with my clover issue. Mm-hmm. And it was moisture. I mean, just like you said, there's a stressor and it was getting too much water in one area. But we've got a picture from a listener and these clumps of weeds that have the little sprigs of white on the top.
Yeah, so Poa Anna is what's in the picture.
Anna.
Poa Anna is an annual ryegrass.
Oh, okay.
So the nature of that weed, it's a winter grassy weed that comes up in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Little puffs of green.
Yeah, it's a puff.
Mm-hmm. It just looks like a little clump of grass.
It does.
And everybody notices them in the spring when they're blooming. Now, the way it goes, it germinates in the winter. It grows. Once it blooms, it sets its seeds, then it dies. So if it has flowers on it, the next step is death.
Oh!
So why waste your money and time?
I love it.
It's a bad problem if you're trying to maintain a golf course. Because you don't want clumps of that weed on there. But in your yard, it looks beautiful when it's mowed. And then when we get 85 and over and stay there, it dies out.
Right.
Okay. So, and then the St. Augustine will come in. Now, if you have big areas of that, you obviously had damage over the winter or the fall from last summer. You have big areas of that. It's just opportunistic.
Right.
It's not lawn competing. So your St. Augustine will outcompete that if the St. Augustine's getting everything it needs.
If it's getting healthy. Now, Anita, didn't you have a little bit of an experiment about your St. Augustine? You let one area, you just gave up.
I did.
You just said, you know what? I'm not watering you. I'm not dealing with you. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, maybe last summer. So,
no, it was 3 years ago.
Three years ago already.
The first horrible drought we had.
So what was the process after that?
I used the Nature's Way compost and Humates Plus and mowing it. And that keeps the weed seeds down. But there are plenty of weeds out there. And the grass, slowly but surely, because St. Augustine is really a vine.
It is.
And when so you look at the long strands of St. Augustine are ever so slowly
reaching in
there. And I'm just letting this happen. I'm just watching it and letting it happen.
Another experiment.
And Bermuda grass is there too, which I'm letting that grow as well.
And then eventually, once the St. Augustine gets happy, it'll take everything over.
It'll take everything
over.
Because
it is the biggest weed we grow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So great.
Yeah. And as long as I keep it mowed, that keeps the weed seeds down.
Right. Yeah. And Sherry, you've reminded us, mow it low right now. Kind of.
Well,
your
first mowing, at least one mowing, just mow it low and bag it before we get too hot.
Right.
And I would do it this month and I wouldn't do it after that.
Okay.
That'll remove a lot of that thatch layer.
All right.
But I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But it's always recommended after we've had a winter just to remove some of that excess thatch.
Okay. All right. Such good information. Uh-huh. There's always something to do out in the lawn and garden. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we will return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
I'm here to ensure that your trees are healthy, safe, and thriving. That all begins with your soil. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the owner of the Woodlands Tree Experts. Let me take a comprehensive look at your entire landscape and let's talk about what's best, not only for your trees, but for your shrubs, turf, and soil. When the soil is healthy, your trees and landscape are healthy too. Trust the Woodlands Tree Experts to keep your trees healthy and safe. Contact us at thewoodlandstreeexperts.com.
Mulch is so key for keeping soil healthy. Mulch your trees and landscapes in April to protect them all summer long. Less water, healthier plants. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. I was about ready to jump to Tom, and we're not ready for Tom yet.
No.
Home Show Garden Pros. We still have time with Sherry and Anita at 281-833-3333. Give the gals a call.
Yeah.
They've got all the answers for the garden and lawn.
Well, we sure try. But, you know, we haven't talked about aeration so far the whole show.
That's right.
Usually we talk about it a lot more, but everybody needs to call Best Choice Lawn Aeration. If you have a lawn that you want to get ready for the summer,
right,
call Best Choice Lawn Aeration, 713-890-9977. This is one thing that you could do that's going to make your yard more resilient and be able to take the summer heat, is get it aerated and compost top dressed. I mean, they'll do all the work for you. It's very labor intensive running that aeration machine. It's a core aerator machine. It pops those little cores out, yeah, and then they come through and they backfill those little holes with compost top dressing. This is going to break up your compacted soil, allow for the flow of water and nutrients directly down to those roots where it needs to be, provide space for the grass to grow, reproduce, and take up more oxygen and moisture, make more oxygen and moisture down at that root system. It'll promote deeper roots for improved turf quality. So if you want to make it easier on you and your lawn this summer, call Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Yes, they also have a fertilization, a yearly program where they'll come out and do a one compost top dress, two aerations, one in the spring, one in the fall, and six organic fertilizations. So they'll be in your yard six times. So to learn more, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com or give them a call for a free consultation at 713-890-9977.
It's worth it. My lawn is so much happier.
Never better, right?
We'd lived in the house for 12 years and we had never done aeration before.
Yeah. And the soil needs oxygen.
Yeah.
You know, it gets pounded by rain, mm-hmm, it foot traffic, oh, mowers. Yeah. We've got to get the oxygen back.
And
down
if
there.
You had water sitting on it during Harvey,
mm-hmm, it went like anaerobic. We yep.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try it on that area that I might die.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I had Ricky come out and do the aeration. Uh-huh. I called Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. They delivered my top dressing, my mm-hmm, leaf compost. Mold compost. Leaf mold compost. Yes, not top. And then I had Ricky spread some of the microlife.
Mm-hmm.
So all in one trip.
Yep.
It was done. It's just, it was such a relief. And then now I can just dabble and enjoy, you know, and kind of pick around.
Observe.
Yeah, because that was a big
enjoy.
Job.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's easy when you just pick up the phone and call Ricky. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here with Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and she is ready to take your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Landscapers Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hey there, gardeners. It's Leo from Nature's Way Resources. Spring is in full swing, and now's the perfect time to give your lawn the TLC it deserves. Now is the best opportunity to protect your turf from pesky brown patch and other fungal diseases with leaf mold compost from Nature's Way Resources. Why wait until it's scorching hot? Applying compost now makes lawn care a breeze for you and your wallet. Organic matter and compost improves water retention, meaning less watering and a healthier lawn all summer long. Plus, it's a surefire way to have the envy of the neighborhood. But it's not just your lawn that could use a spring pick-me-up. Give your garden beds a makeover with our native hardwood mulch for insulation and a fresh look after this winter's chill. And speaking of fresh looks, our plant nursery is bursting with vibrant colors and blooms just waiting to breathe life into your garden. Have questions? Don't hesitate to stop by and chat with our experts. And be sure to check out our free newsletter, The Lazy Gardener, for tips, tricks, and inspiration. To sign up, visit our website, www.naturesway.resources.com. Make this spring your best one yet with Nature's Way Resources. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Leo, from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. We talk about them a lot because we love the leaf mold compost.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, that John Ferguson produces. It's just beautiful.
I mean, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
It's just compost-wise, I think they've got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've looked at it under a microscope. It is biologically active, more so than any other compost I've ever looked at.
Yeah. Yeah. Very neat. Well, anyway, that's a great, and our Home Show Garden Pros carry it in bags all around. So, you know, if you need a large load, they can deliver it, or you can get it bagged at our Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
You should have a bag on hand at all times.
It's true.
It's one of my things that's in my little red wagon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That every plant gets.
Right. Including my MicroLife, you know, little bucket and whatever.
Humates Plus.
Right. Everything
and
that
Azomite.
We need. Yeah, you know, everything needs a little extra love sometimes.
Yeah.
So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. We're here every Saturday morning taking your calls at 281-833-3333. That number is also the same number that folks can call Tom about the inside of their houses.
Right.
But right now we are talking about the outside, and it is perfect to be outside. Take advantage of it because in July, when you're calling us, we won't be, you know, we're all going to be sweating a little bit more, but we're still going to be outside. But now is the time to get outside. So we love that. And Anita's our Home Show Garden Pro this morning from Nelson Nursing Water Gardens out in Katy. And I just love Nelson's. I drive up into the gravel parking lot and my blood pressure just goes.
Oh, and you just walk under that oak tree, the canopy of oak trees in the back. It's just the temperature goes down.
Right. Right. And the flowing water.
They've done studies about that.
Yeah. Yes.
A tree underneath a tree is 10 degrees cooler than the ambient temperature.
Then you throw throw a koi pond in there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Right. Or even just a disappearing fountain.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We haven't talked anything about the ponds or the fountains that you can add to your landscaping. They're beautiful additions.
Yeah. A disappearing fountain is the best dog watering bowl out there.
It is. Maybe a little more expensive than the dog bowl, but perfect.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and beautiful.
That's the number one reason to get one.
But they're so beautiful. And, you know, I was talking about taking mom and dad outside where they live now. And I was thinking about that. I thought, I wish they had a disappearing. I had two locations.
You got to talk to their community.
I know.
They need one.
I know exactly where they should put them. And
you know,
it would
be perfect for them, too, is to get one of the ones that has a closed-in top.
Yeah.
Because then the birds are going to come to it.
So then it's a bird bath and a dog bowl.
Yeah. Well, yes.
And actually, you know what's so funny? Because I did not notice very many birds out there yesterday. And some visitors will bring their dogs.
Uh-huh.
So you're right. We could solve lots of problems for them.
Yes.
I think I'm going to start sort of planting these conversations in their head because we need some disappearing fountains out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch birds take a bath.
Oh,
they look so happy when they're bathing.
Yeah, yeah. They're just, it's yes. very fun. And it's a low maintenance. I mean, I have one in the corner, and actually it's been moved. So I had it in one place in the yard, and then we had to move it to another. And it's perfect. I mean, either way, it's fine.
Yeah, and if you want to attract the birds, just put a water source, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I always have tons of birds at my house.
Yeah.
I even stopped feeding them because I was feeding the squirrels. Not the birds.
I know.
They didn't go away because there's so much water.
Yeah. Well, my bird feeder, I think, Sherry, you told me to put some spicy bird food in there.
Mm-hmm. I have done that.
It does help reduce the squirrels.
And supposedly Irish Spring soap, if you rub it all over the outside of the feeder, they don't like the way that smells. I've tried that too.
Interesting. Well, we have tons of squirrels. I'm feeding them all. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, but...
a little bit for everybody.
Right. My lazy dogs would get up off the sofa. I might not have so many squirrels.
Yeah. Well, we have a very healthy hawk population.
Ooh.
So, and the hawk this time of year, I guess they're migrating through to head back up north. They stop and hunt.
Take
squirrels. At our bird feeder because we have squirrels and mockingbirds.
So they get the birds too. That's interesting.
Well, you know what? It's a tomato time, and the mockingbirds like the tomatoes. So if the hawk gets the mockingbird, I'm okay.
Right, the circle of life. It really
is. Exactly.
It really is. Well, I love Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Just don't forget about adding a water feature.
Yes.
It's really a nice and easy addition, and it just makes such a difference in your lawn and garden.
Come today, get your puppy and your fountain.
There you go.
And you're ready to go. You have the dog bowl right there.
Right, right. Ready to go. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll return after this.
Don't make compromises. Make a statement with James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding. Beware of siding advertised as wood made better. Engineered wood siding is still wood. So, pests prey on it, weather ravages it, making it hard to hold its color over time. Moisture can cause it to swell and warp. And engineered wood is natural fuel for fire. In fact, no wood is good. Build with the strength and stability of James Hardy Siding. Learn more at homeshowradio.com/Hardy.
You gotta be kidding me.
Let me see.
This electric bill is out of control.
Just wait till summer.
Son of a puppy biscuit.
Before electric bills take a bite out of your budget, call me. I'm Brady with Arctic Insulation Solutions. Your electric bill doesn't have to go up with summer temperatures. That's because Arctic Insulation Solutions assesses and updates your current insulation to R38 and installs radiant barriers like Tom Tynan recommends. Comfort goes up, but energy bills don't. Get your free estimate now. Visit ArcticHouston.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and thank you very much for joining us on this beautiful Saturday morning. And we've had Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens here. And Sherry and I are here every Saturday morning, so we so look forward to hearing from you and talking to you.
Yeah, talking to you about what makes gardening easier in Houston.
Right.
It can be challenging sometimes, right? But it always comes down to two things, the soil and the nutrients.
There you go.
And we are so lucky to live in Houston and have amazing products like MicroLife. MicroLife is made in Houston, and they build just amazing soils that are going to give you success. So April is for planting, and when you plant, you've got to put the good stuff in the soil at the time of planting. So build beautiful, healthy gardens. They'll make you happy, make your family happy. Keep fertilizing with MicroLife 624, MicroLife Humates Plus, and our favorite MicroLife seaweed.
Yes.
My Friday night party continues.
Right.
And everything gets sprayed with seaweed. And so that does a few things. It's going to help the fertilizers break down. It's going to stimulate biology in the soil. And it's going to ward off pests.
Because your plants are healthy.
Mm-hmm. Bugs don't like the way seaweed tastes.
Nice.
It makes the plants taste yucky. to the bugs. So for more information, you can go to Home Show Garden Pros or MicroLife Fertilizers. But all the Home Show Garden Pros stock all the amazing MicroLife products. So the 624, the 846, which is the ultimate, and all the liquids.
Yeah. Well, we went up to the Fort Worth area last weekend, and I have my oldest son lives up there, he and his wife, and I took some super seaweed up to her.
Because she's doing seeds, right?
Yes, she's doing seeds, and she I didn't realize she had a vegetable garden too, so she's doing that. So
it'll help your seeds break down and germinate faster.
Yeah, so I was excited to
soak
them
overnight in seaweed.
Yeah,
yep, you got it.
So exciting. Great stuff. MicroLife at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. And we have got DeMarcus on the line. Good morning. What do you have for Anita and Sherry?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hey, I really, really appreciate you ladies and your show. It's just fantastic. I've been listening to it for years.
Oh.
And when I have a question, I either get on your website or listen on Saturdays.
Well, thank you for listening. That's why the show's so good. It's all the great listeners.
That's right. We couldn't do it without you.
Okay. I got a couple questions there. In my yard, I have some bare spots. And I got a guy I got on your website, and I got the guy who's going to come out and aerate.
Good. Mm-hmm.
But what else do you think I need to do to, you know, I got a couple of big trees in the front. Yard looks pretty good in the front, but there's a few bare spots, and I just can't seem to lick them.
What you got for him, Anita?
Well, we need more information on the bare spots. Are they out in the sun? Are they in the shade? Are they in a low area? Are they in the high area? What can you tell us about them?
Well, like I got these two trees there. I've had them kind of thinned out, so they're in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
It's not low. It's leveled off pretty good.
Okay, so around a tree. All right. Well, the aeration is a great first step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aeration, and if it's under the tree canopy, I would get it aerated like you're doing, put some leaf mold compost under there, and then plug some Palmetto St. Augustine.
Which you carry. Sherry carries this particular grass.
Yes, yes. But that is the most shade tolerant of all the St. Augustine varieties. And then water it in real good with liquid seaweed to really stimulate that root growth. And so by doing the aeration compost, we're basically loosening that soil under the canopy and then putting a shade-tolerant grass in there to fill in. So basically, yes. you're battling all the stresses at once.
Nice. And DeMarcus, if you start seeing the roots come up, they're not coming up. The soil's going down. So
yes,
it really helps
compaction.
To add that. That's compaction, and that's needing compost. So this will all do it for you.
Good.
So I'm in Missouri City.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I get that leaf mold compost?
Missouri City is which direction?
South.
South. So Enchanted, Southwest. The Enchanted Garden, mm-hmm. Enchanted Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Look them up and see if they have the compost and the palmetto plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have the leaf mold compost for sure, but give them a call. And it's so easy to spread. So after you get the aeration done by Best Choice, spread out that compost. Mm-hmm. Now, what about any MicroLife? Should he put any MicroLife?
The seaweed.
Just the seaweed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Spray the seaweed. It's easy. Easy to do.
After the plugs take off, then you could put the MicroLife 624 for some fertilizer.
Yeah.
Awesome. Does that help?
Okay. Well, let me ask this question. I had fertilized with some Scott's triple action.
Mm-hmm.
So is it okay to still come back and do the liquid seaweed?
Yeah, and yes, and be careful using some of those big name brand products. They're not necessarily great to put under your tree canopies. So you did it, it's over, let's not do it again.
Yeah.
And switch over to something that's made more locally, like the MicroLife or the Nelson's Turf Star, and that'll be better to put under your in your lawn under your tree canopies.
Okay. And what would you recommend for weeds?
Well,
I've got some Clover.
Yeah, clover is a nitrogen fixer, so it's just trying to tell you to fertilize more regularly. So if you would just commit to a high-quality fertilization program, at least for this year, you'll have less and less clover. It'll just start to go away. Now, clover's going to die when we get hot anyways. So, but it's just trying to fix nitrogen into your soil.
Okay. And I'm going to plant some impatiens there in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
under those trees.
Yeah.
Well, not under the trees, but in the yard, and they're getting shade from those trees. But I did notice that in the evening, mm-hmm. the west sun hits them. Do you think that'd be a good spot for them? Think that'll hurt them?
Yes and no. I mean, you can do it, but you're going to have to water. So,
because yeah, that afternoon sun's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd probably do something that can take a little bit more intense sun. So maybe like the Mediterranean vinca.
Oh, nice. Good suggestion. Oh,
yep.
Mediterranean vinca.
Uh-huh.
Can take the sun better.
It can take that heat. Yep.
Well, DeMarcus, I hope that helps you with the lawn and the flowers. Keep us up to date and let us know how the lawn's going, okay?
I'll do it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.